mensajera y de todos los que sueñan geografía.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz. March is time to honor Women's History Month. And in celebration of this significant occasion, we are pleased to host an outstanding Latina guest on Charla Comunitaria. Before I tell the name, I'm going to tell a bit about her because, you know, sometimes we know people's titles, but we don't know who holds them, like operations manager. What is that? What does it do? But when we get to know the person through her work in the community tells us a bit more about a title, tells us about her. Her name is Lisette Melendez. Lisette was born in Jersey City and raised in South Bethlehem for the last 51 years. Lisette Melendez has always drawn inspiration from her upbringing and the community around her. Growing up in a family where her father was a retired Bethlehem steel worker and her mother a domestic goddess who dedicated her time to nurturing the family, Lisette learned the values of hard work and commitment early on. After graduating from Freedom High School in 1984, in Allentown Business School in 1986, she spent her formative years on Mechanic Street, where her parents instilled in her a strong work ethic and the importance of giving back. Lisette has been a vital part of Hispanic Center of the Lehigh Valley for 2.5 years. Beginning her journey as the administrative coordinator, her dedication and leadership skills quickly led to promotions, first to operations coordinator and then to operations manager within her first year. Lisette has always had a profound desire to help others, especially those in her neighborhood. She takes pride in her role, understanding that her work directly impacts the lives of the community members she serves. As the operation manager, Lisette oversees all departments, ensuring that everything runs smoothly and that financial needs are met. She considers herself a jack of all trades, always ready to step in and support her colleagues wherever needed. Her adaptability and problem-solving skills make her an invaluable asset to the organization. What Lisette loves most about her job is the respect and admiration she receives from her seniors, which fosters a supportive environment and motivates her to continuously strive for excellence. A particularly memorable moment for Lisette has been her ability to connect with seniors who are in close to their children. Many of the seniors served by Hispanic Center live independently and face feelings of isolation. Lisette genuinely connects with them on a personal level, providing companionship and understanding. These connections mean the world to the seniors, helping them alleviate their loneliness and enrich their lives. Through her efforts, Lisette exemplifies the heart and soul of the Hispanic Center of the Lehigh Valley, making a significant difference in the life of those she serves. Lisette Melendez, welcome to Charla Comunitaria.
Gracias, Aurea. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Lisette, I mean, I get goosebumps when I because, you know, mostly when we speak to people and we say, okay, yes, she does this or she does that, we're not aware of how much that person does and what a title entails. So can you tell us about your daily minutes, seconds at the Hispanic Center, and how does that help our seniors?
Well, as an operations manager, my role is to ensure that all of our programs, you know, there at the center are running smoothly and correctly. I oversee the Senior Center, which is a center for Northampton County residents that are over 60 years of age that are independent. eating by themselves and, you know, using the restroom by themselves. We also have a food pantry for Northampton County residents. Even working couples sometimes, we all struggle a lot of times with food insecurities. So we are there to reassure them that, you know, until you get back on your feet, we are here to help you. It is a temporary help. And what we have decided to do is about 4 to 5 months after you have come to the food pantry and have received food, we would like those families to revisit our social service program to see whether or not their condition has changed, whether it has improved, and they could take that baton and give it to another family that's in need, or if they need assistance in sharpening their, you know, their resume, updating their resume to obtain a better job so they could get, you know, better employment so they could have the funds, you know, to provide for their families. Another program that we have, we partnered with St. Luke's University Health Network to bring about our workforce development, and we are very proud. It is our rendition of like a career link where you come in, we update resumes, help you fill out applications, English classes, GED. We have an array of different certifications through our other partnership with Northampton Community College, medical assistance and certifications of that sort. So we not only could help those future employees find a job in the community, but also try to link them with St. Luke's University Health Network to get a job right there. So that in itself is, you know, are the four programs that I oversee. My seniors, you know, there in the center truly respect and look up to me, especially being a Latina woman and having so much responsibility on my shoulders. They are always telling me, Lisa, you do too much. You do too much. You have to slow it down. They truly encourage me and actually make me work harder because I know that this is for all of them. I not only work, you know, there at the center, but I'm always looking for donations and funding to help the forgotten generation, which I call it, which is truly our seniors. Like I said before, a lot of seniors have those loving, supportive families. But unfortunately, there is a big concentration of seniors that we are all they have. They live alone, whether or not they, fell out with their loved ones, but they are all by themselves. And we have created at Hispanic Center a family of love, support, and just overall, you know, having consideration for them, listening to them. You know, nowadays with technology, and I always said technology is good for some things, but it really has put a damper on the family. Years ago, when you used to have either Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas, New Year's, everybody would round around, you know, sit around with the seniors and hear all those stories of how they walk 50,000 miles barefooted and, you know, in the snow or what have you. You don't see that anymore. Everybody's so affixed into technology that they don't talk anymore. They don't share those amazing moments and stories. And it's just sad. It's just sad. So when they're at the center, we make them feel like they're important and what they have to say, even though they say it 5 or 6 times, but that they are listened to and they are special. So they bring so much knowledge and wisdom, and it's truly something that no textbook could ever teach you. You know, those personal stories.
I listen to you and you know, I remember my mom when she was at the Lisenberg building, and it's true, you know, she felt independent even at, when she was in older age, you know, and she was 86. And she used to go to the Hispanic Center too. And then they, when they get with another senior and they get that confidence, they become strong, you know, so they advocate for themselves. And my mom, she used to, she didn't accept anything bad from anyone. Like, in a way, they gave her power to advocate for herself. So that's one of the things that Hispanic Center also does, to advocate for the seniors and provide that safe haven that they need. And also that love that you're saying. And I see it in your eyes. I see that you were telling me you came from corporate. Tell me something about that you left that to come to the Hispanic Center.
So right after, I have an associate's degree in business administration, and after that, I was blessed enough to get right into the Bethlehem Steel Martin Towers in the accounting department. It was actually, I started 2 days after the Challenger blew up, so it's very memorable to me. I'll never forget it in 86. After that, did work with AAA East Penn as a tour guide. So I did and assisted with hotel inspections around the world. I did that for almost 9.5 years, and it was great. I traveled. I worked in the group department, putting groups together for, you know, people that wanted to travel. And right after that, I was blessed enough to get another opportunity to run my own staffing agency. So the majority of my adult working life has been through staffing agencies. I worked for a couple here in the Lehigh Valley. I loved it. It was very rewarding at times, very challenging, because you would prep somebody for the interview process and, you know, upgrade their resumes and give them the appointment, and sometimes they wouldn't show up. So that in itself is exhausting, because the boss wasn't going to call them. They were going to call you as the manager and say, why didn't they show up? So although staffing was very rewarding for many, many, many years, one day a friend of mine that now she's my employee at Hispanic Center called me and she said, Lizette, there's a administrative position available. And I told her, wow, you know, I would love, that's right down my alley, but, you know, a huge pay cut. So, you know, I told her, let me marinate on it. Let me go home, speak it over with my husband and my parents, which I do all the time. If something is important like that, I discuss it with them. And I said, you know what? Money's good, but let me give this a try. I've never worked for the nonprofit sector. You know, you hear pros and cons, and I'm like, you know what? Let me try it. Within, I think, 2 weeks of working there and being exposed to so many people that I knew, because remember, I'm here now, it's going to be 52 years on the south side of Bethlehem. Most of them, I call them aunt and uncle, because in the Latin community, you don't have to be blood to be related. Everybody that's older is your aunt and your uncle. So I've seen a lot of people that I've known since I was 6 and 7 year old when I came from Jersey City, and the center immediately grew on me. You know, and I was blessed that there were other opportunities. So right after administrative coordinator, I became the operations coordinator. And then they developed a position that had not been there for quite some time. They needed somebody with a strong, you know, background to take charge, make sure that everything was flowing correctly. So when I was presented the opportunity of being promoted to operations manager, I spoke to two amazing board members. They took me out to lunch. I was nervous, which normally doesn't happen. But I knew that obtaining this position, it was going to be a lot of responsibilities on my shoulder, because an employee could mess up something, but ultimately it's the manager's fault, because that's the way it is, you know. And I was thinking, can I do it? Can I execute this? Can I give the best of me? And in the beginning, I was scared, but here I am, you know, 2.5 years later in Hispanic Center. I feel like I've been working there for 40 years. I love it. I have such an amazing supportive staff. Most of us are Latinos, which is great on its, you know, on its own. We're all bilingual. We're doing something, you know, we're not there because of the amazing salaries that we have. We're there because it's heartfelt, and we're here to represent Hispanic Center and help out, you know, whether it be the seniors, the families that go there, the homeless, the less fortunate. We extend ourselves to help everybody.
We have heard from Lizette so many wonderful things that are happening at the Hispanic Center. And we're going to be right back. You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audrey Ortiz.
For the past 3 decades, WDIY has sustained itself through direct contributions from listeners. Our model is simple. The people who listen to the service are the ones who support the service. As WDIY celebrates its landmark 30th anniversary, we invite you to join us as a WDIY member by making a membership gift today. This is something you could do right now to make a meaningful difference in your community. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or online at wdiy.org.
Thank you for listening to Charla Comunitaria. Bueno, amigos, amigas y todos los demás. Mm-hmm. Estamos aquí con Charla Comunitaria y ustedes saben, mira, allá a los seniors de Senior Center, Aurea le envía saludos y mira quién le envía saludos. Aquí tengo a Lizette Meléndez. de enviarle un saludito ahí a los seniors para que ellos sepan que tú te acuerdas de ellos allá.
Hola, buenas tardes. De parte de Lisset, un fuerte abrazo y un besote a todos mis seniors y el staff del Centro Hispano. Los quiero mucho.
Bueno, estábamos hablando en el idioma de Shakespeare. Nosotros estábamos hablando en la primera parte, pero ahora vamos a hablar en el idioma de Cervantes, ¿ok? Estamos hablando en español. Y yo quiero preguntarle, yo le había preguntado a Lisset en inglés, su trayectoria en el Hispanic Center. Antes de que ella me cuente, porque ella nos contó ya en inglés, pues ella nos va a dar un poquito de información sobre ella, su familia, y luego ella va a entrar en todo lo que ella ha hecho en el Hispanic Center, qué ella está haciendo y qué vamos a hacer. Porque también nos va a contar de la gala, que no hemos contado de la gala, así que tenemos que contar de la gala. Que okay. Lisset, knock your socks off. Vamos a ver.
Bueno, mi nombre es Lisset Meléndez, soy aquí del sur de Bethlehem. Vine a vivir aquí en el sur de Bethlehem en el 1973. Soy nacida y criada en Jersey City, New Jersey, de padres boricuas de Puerto Rico, de Barrio Obrero, Arecibo, en Puerto Rico. Ellos también, los dos, vinieron a este país muy joven, mi mamá de 16 años de edad y mi papá de 18 años de edad. Y se criaron en Puerto Rico y se reencontraron aquí en Nueva York. So, es una historia para otro episodio de charla comunitaria para decirle de mis padres, porque es una historia que yo siempre le digo y le ha dicho que lo ponieran en Lifetime, porque es una cosa de Adán y Eva, una cosa bella. Soy la mayor de tres niños que tuvieron mis papás. Yo soy la mayor, mi hermano que vive en Allentown y el otro hermano que vive en Marlton, New Jersey. Mi papá tuvo la dicha de encontrar su único trabajo aquí cuando llegó a Bethlehem, trabajar en el Bethlehem Steel, que eso en los 80 era una cosa bien, bien grande. Disculpe, en los 70 era una cosa bien grande y fue una bendición muy grande para nosotros que él pudo encontrar ese trabajo. Y también vivimos muy poco tiempo en un apartamento y, you know, con las bendiciones, compramos las primeras casas aquí en la mecánica de sur de Bethlehem, que le costó $11,300 wow. En ese entonces. Y ahora tienen una casa, you know, durante los años. Mi papá hace carpintería, él hace de todo. Y la ha puesto bella, bella, bella. Y todavía viven ahí. Y yo me mudé detrás de ellos en la tercera para estar cerca a mis padres. Somos una familia demasiado. Yo algunas veces digo que somos demasiado de unidos. Como le dije, tengo dos hermanos y nunca en mi vida ha tenido una sola pelea con mis hermanos.
Qué lindo.
Ni una discusión, ni un... Bueno, que algunas veces nosotros nos quedamos bobos, ¿verdad? Porque yo oigo tanta gente, ay, ¿viste a tu hermana? Ay, con esa no he hablado hace 3 o 4 meses. Y yo digo, Dios mío, ¿será verdad? Nunca en mi vida yo he tenido un desacuerdo ni con mi hermano ni con mi papá. Y me siento muy afortunada por eso.
Qué bueno. ¿Y sobre tu esposo, tu familia directa?
Mi esposo también es nacido y criado en Jersey City. Llevamos 8 juntos, 9 casados. Y él también es de... Como le dije, de Jersey City, lo encontré mucho más tarde en mi vida. También vive con, you know, vivimos aquí en el sur de Bethlehem. Él prácticamente, yo tengo una hija y 4 nietos y él los adoptó a todos. Él es tremendo abuelo, trabajador, you know.
¿Cómo se llama? Mándale un saludito.
Mi querido esposo se llama Freddie Meléndez Jr. Y también, para que mucha gente que no lo sabe, él es nieto del famoso Ramito Morales de Puerto Rico, el famoso cantante.
El cantante Ramito, wow.
La mamá de mi esposo es la hija del Flor Morales. So mi esposo viene de una familia de cantante y músico, que olvídate, yo no canto ni bañándome, pero ellos cantan y bailan y tocan instrumentos. So, viene de una familia bien, bien talentosa.
Ok. Vamos, para que no se nos quede una partecita que es importante, lo vamos a decir en inglés y en español, okay, para que awesome. Y después seguimos, porque Lisset, nosotros podemos hacer dos programas con Lisset. Lisset is going to tell us a bit more about the Fiesta Gala at the Hispanic Center. We have Hurley Seth speak in English about the things she's done in as an operation manager at the Hispanic Center, and also talk about her family in Spanish for and the best important thing, send a shout out to the seniors at the senior center in at the Hispanic Center. Okay, so now Lizette is going to tell us what Fiesta Gala does and why it's so important, and she's going to give us all the details about the Fiesta Gala of the Hispanic Center.
Awesome. Thank you, Aria. So this year, our 2025 Fiesta Gala will be taking place on Friday, May 30th at 5:30 p.m. at the Wind Creek Bethlehem Foundry Ballroom here in Bethlehem. It is going to be amazing. Every year we choose a country to represent. This year is Colombia. So not only are we going to highlight the culture, but we're going to highlight the food, the dancing, everything Colombia. Fiesta Gala is our yearly sponsorship celebration to obtain financial donations for all of our programs, also highlighting all of our hard work throughout the year. Our seniors depend on programs like these, especially our center, to have a place that they feel secure and happy throughout their golden years. Here, they feel important, appreciated, and overall loved. While lots of our seniors have loving families, this is the time where everybody, whether it be local companies, bodegas, independent contractors, even residents of Bethlehem, no donation is too small. We do this every year because, you know, we are a nonprofit and we are very grateful for the grants that we receive and, you know, the funding, but also money's right here in the south side of Bethlehem. We gather, you know, all these funds so our programs could continue, so our food pantry could be stocked. So we have the back-to-school kickoff events that we have and all the free yard sales that we have, you know, on a weekly basis. So anything that you could donate, and we also have the wine pool, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have any wines that are sitting around that are unopened and unused, bring them, you know, past the center, because we are going to have a wine pool. We are hopefully going to collect 100 bottles, and those proceeds are also going to go to funding programs at our center. All our information is on our Facebook page and also on our website. Again, save the date. That is Friday, May 30th, 5:30 at the Wind Creek Foundry Ballroom. I hope to see you there. Buy tickets early because we are booking fast this year. People have been impressing me with, you know, sending in their donations and their sponsorships. So if you are interested in going, all the information is on our website, and I hope to see you there. And also, now that I have this little time on the air, this year, every year we have 3 to 4 different awards that we give out to those individuals that mean so much to the community, not only to the community, but our center. And this year, the 2025 President's Award is going to be presented to our very own Aria Ortiz. Whoa. From Charla Comunitaria WDIY 88.1. In recognition of your continued commitment and generous investment of Hispanic Center Lehigh Valley, which allows us to continue fulfilling and advancing our vital mission. With heartfelt congratulations and sincere thank you for everything you do. Gracias, Aria, te los agradecemos. Este año, la recipiente de el premio de presidente del 2025 va a ser para Aria de Charla Comunitaria WDIY 81.1. Muchas gracias.
¡Ay, Dios mío! Y no creas que la invité a ella para que me la dé. Mi madre, no, sinceramente, de corazón, me emociono porque... como ella, o yo sé cómo es ella, cuando uno hace estas cosas, uno no lo hace para que nadie le dé premios, uno lo hace porque nace del corazón y también porque hay necesidades que hay que cumplir y cubrir. Y yo estoy tan honrada. Mira, hay tantas personas que yo conozco y ella conoce, pero le doy gracias. Porque ellos tomaron ese tiempo de tomar mi nombre y me cogieron un poquito fuera de base. Yo creía que era April Fool's Day y me iban a estar dando premios por ahí. No es April Fool's Day. Era algo, una realidad. Y yo le doy las gracias a Raymond, a Lizette, a todos los empleados de Hispanic Center, a todos los seniors. y seguiremos conjuntamente trabajando para nuestra comunidad hispana. Porque, mira, esta gala significa tanto. Porque cuando nosotros decimos, ay, no, que si es este precio, lo que sea, no. Cuando usted dona, mire, Dios es tan grande que lo que usted da, se lo da el doble. Y yo lo he visto. Mira, yo soy retirada y yo voy con mi familia completa, ¿ok? Pero no era porque, y ahora que sé que voy con el primo, más rápido todavía, ¿verdad? Pero era porque siempre lo tengo en mi corazón, porque cuando tú das, siempre va algo de vuelta para ti. Hay algo bueno en dar. Así que vas a llamar, ¿a qué teléfono? What phone numbers would be able to call for more information about the tickets?
So for more information, like I said, it's on our website page and also our Facebook. But if you want to speak to somebody, you know, live, call at 610-868-7800. And anyone there could answer any questions you have about the gala.
Now, the Hispanic website is what?
It is www.hclv.org at www.hclv.org.
Now, lo tiene ahí la información. O sea que vamos a ir. Y Colombia. ¡Felicidades, Colombia! ¡Vamos, un aplauso para Colombia! ¡Yay! ¡Woo! ¡Saludamos a Colombia! Y vamos allá a bailar. ¿Y cuál es la orquesta que va a estar y qué vamos a comer?
Todavía no se puede anunciar porque estamos trabajando algo. Va a haber un DJ, va a haber, bueno, no le quiero decir mucho porque si le decimos mucho, no va la gente, va a ver lo que está pasando. Pero va a ser una noche inolvidable, se lo aseguro. So, a bailar vallenato, todos los bailes.
Váyase de bling bling, porque eso va a ser en el hotel y vamos a estar bien, bien lindo, así bien calado, precioso, así calado, bling bling, yo le digo. Esa bandera colombiana, mira, que hice ese día, vamos a tener esa banderita ahí, buena, buena que está, y la comida, ¿qué tipo de comida más o menos? Dame siquiera un la, por favor.
Voy a dar un más que un breve...
Ella me va a dar un breve para que ustedes se vayan saboreando y vayan diciendo, wow, ¿qué vamos a comer colombiano? Vamos a ver, ¿qué es lo que va a haber allí? Lizeth, ¿y cuál es el menú?
Ok, entonces tenemos tres miembros de la directiva que son colombianas, que fue una bendición, y lo ajuntamos para un ajunte de el subcommittee de fiesta, y vamos a tener empanadas de maíz, arepas con queso, ceviche de camarón,
wow,
papas rellenas, esos son los apetitos, ensalada verde, y la entrada va a ser bandeja paisa, platter of paisa people. Eso trae diferentes carne, arroz y huevo,
delicioso,
habichuela,
delicioso,
plátanos maduros, chorizo.
Goodness. Ok, ya me dio hambre.
Bistec, chicharrón.
Mi madre, miren, ustedes van a tener un banquete ahí. Lizeth, tenemos un minuto y medio. Si tú quieres decir lo que tú desees, el micrófono es tuyo. Inglés, español, ruso, el idioma que salga.
Bien ligerito. También le quiero dar un saludo a nuestro talento local, our local talent. Eso es una mezcla de profesionales y no profesionales, cantantes y bailarines que tenemos. Ellos mismos ponieron este grupito que vamos a diferentes compañías, fiestas, eventos, y ellos ahí se estremecen en bailar y cantar música latina para el público. ¿Qué más le puedo decir? Ha sido una bendición estar en esta posición y que Dios me siga dando la salud y la sabiduría para seguir, porque los viejitos algunas veces se ponen, como decimos los boricuas, casco duro, pero con amor y ternura todo se va a lograr. Vamos a siempre tener el Centro Hispano en alto. El que quiera ayudar y aportar, bienvenido. Si quieren venir a ver el centro para que vean lo que hacemos con el dinero, porque mucha gente recolecta dinero, pero muchos no te enseñan para dónde va. Pueden pasar unas horas con nosotros, venir a comer, a ver dónde su dinero que están aportando está entrando. Bienvenido. Y los espero viernes, mayo 30, en nuestra gala de Colombia.
Ustedes están escuchando a Charla Comunitaria y hemos tenido el placer y el honor de estar con una mujer fuerte celebrando Women's History Month y a la misma vez invitándoles a esa gala especial que vamos a tener en mayo 30. Esto es un honor para mí, Lizeth, ver tu trayectoria y cómo tú has impactado a esta comunidad.
Gracias.
Felicidades. Felicidades, felicidades por todo lo que haces y por ser una mujer ejemplar. You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurelio Ortiz.